Texte numéro 83. People feel scared about walking. The cost of car culture in Birmingham. It was once proudly known as Motor City, the UK's home of the kind of post-war construction labelled carkitecture, for embracing the booming automobile market that fuelled the city's economy. But now, Birmingham is waging a battle against an ingrained car culture that is causing a nuisance on the streets and has left pedestrians fearing for their safety. Over the summer, six cyclists and pedestrians were killed in Birmingham by drivers in separate incidents, including a police officer walking to work and a 12-year-old boy riding his bike near home. In many cases, the car drivers fled the scene. Earlier this month, two traffic wardens were physically attacked as they worked, while Westminster's police now have a dedicated team to clamp down on street racing on the city's roads at night. Adam Tranter, the Cycling and Walking Commissioner for the Mayor of the West Midlands, said, "People are racing in the streets of Birmingham in their hundreds and causing collisions. They're becoming so organised that they are arranging their own off-the-books recovery trucks because they know there are going to be crashes." You've also got people driving with nitrous oxide balloons in their mouths and posting videos on social media. I think it stems from this mindset that we see around the country, typically in young men, that this is a cool thing to do. But Tranter said blame for dangerous driving could not just be placed on street racing. Cars are getting bigger, more comfortable, more protected. The more we lose sight of the fact that cars are very effective weapons when used incorrectly, we lull ourselves into a false sense of security. We forget that driving is probably the most dangerous thing we will ever do, and as a normal citizen, it is the most likely way that you will kill another citizen. Last month, hundreds of people in 15 locations across England and Wales took to their streets to protest against dangerous driving in a coalition movement that began life in Birmingham called Safe Streets Now. The problems the city is experiencing are not unique, but the city faces an uphill task to get people off the road in a place historically designed around the car. Looking back, the architects of the post-war vision for Birmingham had a really idealistic vision of boundless autonomous travel for all people through cars, thinking it would lead to a better connected, enriched, happier city. So they built the city for the car, and lo and behold, people started driving everywhere. But what that shows is if we build the infrastructure for people to cycle, to skate, to walk, people will do that. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2023.